My name is Ken Hanneman, and this is my wife, Dr. Anne O'Hare.
We both work in healthcare and have been meditating for many years. We also enjoy a happy and fulfilling marriage.
Come, listen, and see how to demystify spirituality and bring it into your home, your hearts, and in all your relationships.
We will share our experiences and how we use these principles in everyday life.
Welcome to the spiritual relationship. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. The name of the podcast is The Spiritual Relationship. My name is Ken Hanneman, and this is my wife, Dr. Anne O'Hare. And the topic today is becoming emotionally mature. I'm sure you have heard people telling you, or you might be telling someone else, grow up. You know, it's time you grow up, become a man, you know, be an adult. This word's emotional maturity, you know, people talk about intellectual intelligence, you know. Then later on, you hear about emotional intelligence. In spirituality, though, the sign of growth is actually being emotionally mature, being able to manage your emotions, take responsibility, being self-aware, sort of understand the way you affect other people, and being able to manage your reactions and your attitudes and your feelings in such a way that other people feel safe in your company or in the family, in any relationship. It's a responsibility, right?
Yeah. When we were talking about this, it might seem like maybe a simple topic, but it's actually, I think, quite deep, because how many of us grew up in homes where everybody was fighting, or there was a lot of arguing and a lot of misunderstandings and a lot of anger and a lot of sorrow and a lot of crying and screaming and whatever.
Yeah, right.
I mean, whatever, I don't know, some people... I'm talking about generations like we grew up. Maybe different. It's different now. It's possible that it's somewhat different, but now we got the screens and nobody's talking to each other. Who knows what's better, right? But I'm talking about what I understand, which is the kind of emotional immaturity, emotional instability, and the havoc that it plays in relationships.
Yeah,
it wreaks havoc in relationships.
Like, people have certain characteristics or traits, you know, or the habits that they grew up with, and they sort of accept, this is who I am. And they expect other people to accept that, accept them as they are, but not realizing that if you're causing pain in a relationship, if you're causing, people have to be afraid to be around you, or people are not sure whether you're happy or I don't know. It's like people have to walk on eggshells around you. And therefore, that's not healthy for the relationship. One thing that I've seen, I mean, from my own experience in meditation, you become very introspective and you begin to look, you're looking at your thoughts, you're looking at your feelings, you're looking at these, maybe you're reviewing your behavior in different relationships because you would like to enjoy relationship. You would like to have friendship. You would like to be able to cooperate with people, and in any task, in any team. You want the team to succeed, the family to succeed, everybody to have a good relationship. And for that to happen, what meditation did for me is it really helped me to grow up.
Yeah. Can I just say, before, when we were talking about this, I was saying spiritual practice is the way to grow up. Relationships are where you show it.
Yes.
So relationships are not going to help you grow up. If you're already an adult, let's say. We're not talking about children here. We're not talking about physically growing up. We're not talking about human development or childhood development. We're talking about adults who are maybe emotionally immature. I'm speaking about myself. I'm not talking about like other people are emotionally immature. I was emotionally immature. I was very kind of needy inside. Maybe I was overdeveloped in other areas, like maybe overdeveloped in terms of being able to speak or overdeveloped in terms of being able to perform or do actions and things like that. But in terms of maybe what you were talking about, being cooperative, being able to feel comfortable with people or
empathizing with people.
Or not even like people being comfortable with me. I was not even aware of it at all.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's emotional immaturity.
Yeah, when there's no self-awareness.
And then you get, then if people bring it up to you, you get defensive.
Yeah, you get defensive.
And what's that about? Fear. Because you don't feel, I don't feel strong enough or I don't feel able to handle it. I can give one quick example. One time I was in a meeting at work and we were in a big room and I, of course, think I'm like the greatest thing ever and I know the answer. I already figured out the whole problem and I have the vision to have fix it. So I stood up and shared the problem, how to fix it, like everything, the whole thing. And then it was kind of a mic drop moment. There was nothing to say after that. And I sat down and I was fine. My boss came over to me afterwards and she said, you know, you hurt so-and-so's feelings. I was like, what are you talking about? And she said, she wanted to share something. She wanted to participate and you didn't let her participate. I said, what do you mean I didn't let her participate? I didn't even talk to her. I was just being myself. Right. Can you see how that's immature?
Yeah.
It's not mean or bad, but it was definitely immature. I mean, now looking back, would I feel better about myself if I had let other people participate too? Yes. Right. But in that moment, I was just thinking I'm doing my thing and I think that's what happens with emotional immaturity. I think you're thinking like a child.
Right.
Like you're just doing your thing. You're thinking like a child. But as an adult, there are deeper responsibilities and deeper obligations.
Yeah. Like I'm looking at, say, siblings. You fight, you play, you have great times together. But as you grow up, we have other problems. Or your sibling might be in their own family and so on. But we still need support from each other. So rather than keeping old wounds, you know, sometimes you remember that this person hurt you and you carry that all the time with you. And then you don't really make an attempt to reach out or to grow up. And what happens is that you don't really get a chance to develop that relationship to a point where each one of you can take the support of each other and feel that you can lean on each other anytime because life can be difficult and challenging.
Could we call that healthy?
Yeah,
could we call that
like
a healthy relationship?
Yeah, like maybe a healthy relationship.
Can I just interject one thing? Because I said before, maybe you can talk about how does spiritual practice help us grow up?
Yeah. Oh, that's a... Actually, that, like I
that's
said,
that's the answer. Yeah, that's the solution.
I was really fortunate to come into the spiritual knowledge or into meditation practice at a very early age. Because what I found is that spirituality enables you to turn the attention within. And when I say within, it means like you're aware of your thoughts and your feelings and your reactions and your attitude. The thing is that when you're in a group, you have a lot of examples around you. Not everybody is perfect. There might be one or two. Always you will find some people are very good with certain behaviors and certain virtues or good qualities, while they might have some weakness in some areas. But the thing about being in a spiritual group or about constantly studying and having the goal that you would like to become more resilient. You would like to be more calm, more peaceful. Even people would worship saints and people who are, you can say what, they're in the society, they're like lights, you know? So why is it? I mean, why they're able to do that and why I might still have difficulty in relationship. So in spirituality, in meditation, when I go deep down into myself, become more self-aware, I am realizing that if I have the goal to become cooperative or helpful or empathetic, then I begin to see that certain words that I use, certain language, certain reaction, I realize that some of those habits that I probably had growing up, they're not appropriate, or maybe they need to be polished, they need to be improved upon. Sometimes a simple thing as changing the words, not being impulsive.
Impulsiveness is a big thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And know, learn how to handle criticism. Develop some humility. Yeah. Being able to be patient within. Know also to learn how to set boundaries in relationship appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are times that people can become like a pain. And they might not be willing to change, and they might be very dependent, and they want you to be always at their beck and call, or you should be serving them or put up with them. But you might say, no, I don't need to do that, because I might be enabling your behavior because you're not exactly helpful to yourself, and maybe you're causing some problem in the team or in the group. So you set boundaries in those cases. So spirituality has actually helped me to think more of others, to listen more to others. And then I realize when I have that patience or that maturity to be able to pick up that I can actually give something to this person rather than spend my time proving to them something, or I want them to listen to me. Like, I know what is right. You don't know. Or,
like, you're complaining that you're not getting what you want from them.
Yeah.
Instead of complaining that you're not getting, that we're not getting what I want from them, I start being sensitive to what I can actually give and provide. Yeah. That's emotional maturity.
That's emotional maturity.
When you're starting to turn it around.
Yeah.
Child has to take, right? Immature means I have to take. I don't have anything to give. I'm not grown up yet. Grown up means that I actually feel like I'm giving something. Yeah. I have something to give.
I mean, that's the thing about a child becoming a teenager. And that's what you expect them to be, right? Yeah. But there are some examples between husband and wife where one of them, still they're very sensitive. They are very reactive. They yell and get into a rage easily, or they have so much, they feel the wife should behave this way, or the husband should be this way. And there's a misuse of authority.
Yes.
All because you have some power in a family or in a group. People who are immature tend to misuse authority.
Mm.
And then the whole team, the whole family suffers because of that.
You know, I'll give one last point and then we'll probably wrap it up after this. But the one last point I thought of, how does spiritual effort and spiritual practice help us grow up? I think because true in what we're studying, the way we see it, that we're learning, the spiritual knowledge that we're learning, spirituality really is about being independent.
Yeah.
I think that's a foundational principle. You're becoming independent. You're not asking for anything anymore. You're not depending on anybody anymore. It doesn't mean you don't interact. It doesn't mean you can't cooperate or participate. It just means that internally, personally, I don't feel like I need anything. I don't feel like I need to take anything. And what does that do? That means I don't need to manipulate. I don't need to get angry. I don't need to. You see how that works?
Yeah.
It's a really interesting thing. The more independent I become, and how do I become independent? I take a look at my thoughts and feelings. I take care of myself. I set boundaries or whatever, and I become independent. So two things happen. One, I stop manipulating and getting upset and reacting and whatever. And the second thing is I start to realize it actually and get sensitive to what I can give. And that's when we turn it around.
Right. And when you look back at your life, you're happy that you did that.
Yes.
Because your relationships are preserved. people's vision of you is one of respect or regard.
And at the end of the day, you love yourself. You feel good about yourself. I mean, how many of us can say that nowadays? That you really feel good about yourself? I really feel spirituality is the way that we learn how to feel good about ourselves again. And that's emotional maturity too.
Yeah. And when people are quick to anger, the reason why people become angry is because they don't have any control over the situation and they're trying to use violence to control the situation.
Well, you could say they're afraid and then they don't know what else to do. So they're lashing out because they don't feel like they can, they don't know that they can do anything about it. So they try to control by stopping the situation or whatever. But either way, you can see how that's a kind of a limited, we're calling it immaturity, but it's a limited, it's unfortunate because a lot of violence and sorrow comes out of that.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
There's another thing to call passive aggressive.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know anything about that. It's, what is that? I was please. I was the queen.
But I'm glad that...
Sarcasm. The queen of sarcasm. Oh, my gosh.
There's so many ways we play.
No, but I wouldn't talk. Because then what about making jokes? Hostile jokes, okay?
Right.
So can I say... I'm sorry. Hostile jokes.
Yeah.
Sarcasm. There you go. Guilty as charged. I shouldn't tell you. But see, we're laughing because we all have it. This is the point. Maybe we can end on this. This is the point. We all have it. We all have to grow up. Maybe we had one limitation or another growing up. Maybe we weren't able to work on our feelings before. Maybe we had difficult circumstances. Maybe whatever. With spiritual practice, you're learning, I'm a soul. My nature is peace. I'm learning how to look at the mind. I'm learning how to quiet myself. I'm learning how to take care of myself. And as I do that, my self-esteem grows, my confidence grows, and then begin, like I said before, it starts to shift and I begin to be sensitive. And then, of course, I'm going to do what's there to be done.
Yeah, you wake up every morning and you're a student. It's a great way to start the day.
Very good.
Good.
All right. So should we stop there?
Yes.
Okay. So I hope that gave you something to think about. It's an interesting topic. I think we talked about it pretty well. So thank you all for joining us today. And we'll see you next time. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Because when you walk into a room, life gets a little sweeter. When I look at you, I see a little clearer. Through the years, I never change. We'll put up a fight, because you're my love, my everything. You are my